About black-white genetic qualifications, and while some people demand rights and others seek pity, 10,000 poor Chicago blacks are getting rich. Page 4. With all of the colds going around, you know it's a real comfort to me to find the Cuticura beside every wash basin in the Harvey house. Because we learned just this last week from reliable research that colds are passed from person to person by hand to hand and hand to mouth, more than by coughing or sneezing. And it's just so reassuring to me to know that when my hands are clean, they're Cuticura clean. And you know another thing. If daughter adds layer on layer of makeup to hide oily skin acne, help her revert to her baby soap, Cuticura, the soap that was safe antiseptically in her baby bath. Because for cleaning teen skin, I think there's nothing like it. Just the right medicine to counteract bacteria. Cuticura gets under the makeup and then gets under the excess oils that cause the pores in a teenager's skin. For the boy or girl acne age, the problem of trapped bacteria is compounded unless the makeup comes off real clean, Cuticura clean. Now, whether it's for beauty or health, the beautiful people are the healthy ones. And the beautiful people rendezvous around the Cuticura bar. New York City does not represent the United States. If it were up to New York City, the Beverly Hillbillies would never have survived the first 13 weeks. If it depended on New York City ratings, the Waltons would have been canceled last year. New York City does not dig country music either. And the city flicker TV producers are about to raise a voice. Nashville, Tennessee's Grand Ole Opry has refused to mongrelize its particular art form, so you don't see it on any network. Chicago's longtime Saturday night barn band was never aired beyond the local station. In the 1950s, an excellent country music program was created by Ralph Foster, televised from Springfield, Missouri, the heartland of the Ozarks, and it went great. But its ratings were unimpressive in New York City. So the network sent some dudes down to Springfield to fix the program. Well, they fixed it. They interspersed it with traditional nightclub acts and seeking something for everybody, please nobody. And similarly, in the 1960s, they turned Johnny Cash into a variety show MC. Manhattan Island has peculiar tastes. And yet, unfortunately, the junk the Times Square marquees say they like gets ventilated nationwide because the electronic media and most publishing and news media are headquartered there. Now, Greg Garrison, a talented displayer of showgirls, has been producing a thing called Country Music USA. Chicago Tribune critic Gary Deeb asked Garrison what did he know about country music, and Garrison, very candidly, replied, nothing. Well, as with any other kind of music, one must have a sensitivity for it before he can appreciate its limitations. When Hollywood hacks get through with a Johnny Cash or a Charlie Pride or a hee-haw, they've served up a mess of pottage, incongruous and tacky. Country Music USA, seeking to woo Manhattan's myopic critics, taped segments against such backgrounds as the Big Sur, the High Sierra, and the Manhattan Island Ferry, of all things. Again, TV's network dandies are trying to spell Opry with an A. They're trying to restyle classic hillbilly ballads in the New York image. Well, real country music will still be here when today's network TV producers are long gone, but most of us are going to miss the best of it unless we go where it is. Page 5. And this is important. You can get more mileage out of your present car. Now, I'm not going to try to sell you one of those devices that you've seen advertised. I'm saying that without any added devices, you can get more mileage out of your present car. Because if it's burning some oil, it's wasting some gas. Power is leaking from the combustion chamber down into the crankcase. But you can restore that lost power, and you can get new car mileage for another 50,000 miles by installing in your present car a new set of Hastings piston rings. Now, ask any auto mechanic. He knows piston rings by their first name, Hastings, and he will compute for you the cost of installing a new set in your present car, and generally... Now listen, generally, I can't say always, but generally you can get new car performance out of your old car for less than half But you'd suffer in depreciation the very first year if you went about buying a new car. Now, think about that. Your old car has a lot of things going for it. The odds are, with a minor operation, it'll be better some ways than some of the new ones. And it is certain that you'll save money in the long run. Let any competent mechanic help you compare what a new car will cost and what you'll get with what a set of Hastings piston rings will cost and the performance you'll get. You'll begin to see some silver lining in the fuel shortage. Attention, old Air Force and CAP wingman of Colonel Bill Shockey. Let's go to Oklahoma City today and help Mercedes and Bill celebrate their first half century together. But Colonel Shockey, you're still going to have to go some, you and Mercedes, to catch up with Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Grandy of Cambridge. What is MN an abbreviation for? Minnesota? Well, anyway, the Arthur Grandy is wherever that is. They're celebrating 70 years together today. Now, the classic bumper sticker of the week, and some of you, for an obvious reason, might debate this, but somehow, amidst the cacophony of ugly world events, this one seemed refreshing. William Moore saw it in Bloomfield, Montana. Bumper sign says, quote, "Open your Bible. Free gift inside." End quote. Amen. Paul Harvey. Okay.
This is KBMY, Phoenix Central, Billings.